So in the era of big data, what's a museum to do? We're sitting here with Molly Engelking. She is Supervisor of Data Analytics here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. I understand that the museum just won a grant.
Yes, so we have this great data grant that we received. It officially launched this October 1st of 2018, and it's a two-year grant that we have received. The Institute of Museum and Library Services awarded the museum a grant in the amount of $142,836.
Woohoo!
Very exciting.
I assume this is a very competitive grant project.
This was a very competitive project. You know, we have grant writers here at the museum that spent a lot of time and energy to help us get this grant. We titled it Leveraging Data Insights, Building Staff Capacity and Data Analytics to Leverage Insights About Museum Guests.
How is the museum going to use this data to improve visitor experiences?
The grant itself is really tied into the museum as a whole, so it's really a holistic grant to try to up the data power within the museum, so to speak. Some of the big things that our data team is doing, so we actually have a group of very, very focused individuals that do data here day in and day out, and so their role in this is very, very large. So myself and a few other individuals, we live in the world of data, and this grant is going to help us take the museum to the next level in terms of data and understanding behaviors and really try to bring us to the 21st century in the world of data. You know, technology is ever changing, and I think that this grant is really going to help us kind of go to that next level and be one of the first museums to institute some new and exciting things. You know, one of the big things we want to do is develop and pilot some new technologies. And what I mean by that is we want to use some passive and active tools to help collect data beyond the normal methods that we've had in the past. So right now, you know, you would walk in, for instance, in the museum, and perhaps you buy a ticket and we ask for your first and last name and maybe an email address and print your ticket and away you go. And you enjoy the day inside the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Our goal with part of this grant is to really understand what our patrons are doing when they walk in these doors. And then also once they leave, how can we better interact and engage with them outside of these four walls? So we're going to really work hard with our creative team here at the museum to assist with some of this implementation and some of this brainstorming and understanding. We really want to look at this passive engagement technology. You may have heard of it. It's RFID, so radio frequency identification. That's one of the key solutions that we want to implement here at the museum, mainly because it has a pretty low barrier of entry for a lot of our operations. Doesn't cost a lot of money. We've got some of it already in the building. Why not try it and implement some new strategy?
So would that allow the museum then to kind of figure out where people are going while they're here in the museum?
Exactly. So some of these RFID readers will record information and data points where guests are going and how long the dwell time is. And it's pretty low impact. So we don't need a lot of people to help implement this, and we don't need a lot of technology to help implement this, which is great for us.
Will you also be doing some low-tech data collection like surveys?
I think we will, yes. So right now we do survey some of our guests. Typically we survey them a few times a year as they're exiting the building, but we really want to understand behavior a little bit better. So we're certainly going to interact with new types of survey data. We're also going to start some active engagement collection. So that means that we're going to try to find a way to help allow that guest to give us an active engagement opportunity. So perhaps we give them a benefit like, hey, if you give us this information, here's a free drink in our T-Rex cafe or grab a free coffee. We really aren't sure just yet of what that looks like, but we really want to enhance that technology and really understand what exactly these patrons are doing here, these non-members, the folks that just walk in just because.
I assume that if you've got a five-year-old boy, you're probably going to head right to the dinosaur exhibit.
It's either the dinosaur exhibit or the Discovery Zone. Those are the top two spots.
So knowing where the top spots are for people with kids, people who come here without kids, people who come with teenagers, will you be able to collect that kind of information?
We're hoping to. I think one of the things we want to do is on our ticket stock, so perhaps when you walk in with a child and you buy a child ticket, that stock itself will have part of this RFID in it, so we can actually kind of monitor that adult and that child ticket as it interacts throughout the museum.
So this is a two-year grant. At the end of this, what are you going to do with this data?
Not only with the data part where we're going to be collecting more information to help change behavior and help change some of our marketing tactics, for instance, we also really want to help train and develop some of our staff. So part of this grant is really to help enhance our staff as a whole. So we've got a group of dedicated data team folks, we'll call them a data team here. They're actually called out in the grant as well. And part of this grant is to allow them to grow professionally as data experts. So that might look like going to different conferences that they may not have attended in the past, or working with one of our data scientists that we've contracted with to better understand Python or R programming language. You know, learning these different tools that they may not have had the access to in the past through this grant is really going to open up a lot of opportunity here at the museum.
Well, there are other large natural history museums around the country and around the world that could benefit, but then there's also a lot of smaller museums here in Colorado that could benefit.
One of the exciting things we want to do is really have a post-grant talk or some sort of way to disseminate that information out to the other institutions. I think we really have a lot of exciting things that are going to happen here in the next 2 years thanks to this grant, and making sure that others know about it is definitely critical. You know, right now people interact in a different way than they did 10 years ago, and it's up to us as an institution to implement a new strategy in order to be successful in the 21st century. And I think that other museums will fall in line once they see the results that we reap from this grant.
Well, I've been coming to this museum since I was a kid, and I remember back when I was a kid, much of the museum was a passive learning experience for kids. Not that that's a bad thing, but we would look at the exhibits and discuss with each other. What I've noticed in modern museums is it's much more interactive. Will there be data from this study that can help build in additional interactivity?
Absolutely. I think our end game here is really to allow an experience for our guests to be able to choose some sort of additional interaction, right? I think the goal would be one day to be able to walk up as a patron to one of our beautiful diorama halls that have been around for ages and have some sort of pop-up experience happen just because they're standing there. And part of having this grant is going to allow us to explore that opportunity.
To really take that interest and take it to another level.
Exactly.
How will this grant help advance the museum's strategic plan and special mission?
Well, I think having us armed with a more detailed picture of our guests, we are certainly going to be able to surprise and delight them and really bring a new and enhanced experience for them inside these four walls. You know, we really want to grow who we have coming in these four walls within the next 5 years. And I think that this grant is ultimately going to allow for that to happen.
What do we already know about who comes to this museum? Is it mostly parents and kids? Is it tourists coming to Denver?
You know, we have a healthy mix of, you know, folks that live in the Denver, greater Denver area, or in our one of our seven SCFD counties that we have, or all throughout Colorado. We know that we have a good chunk of just patrons that come and visit that aren't necessarily members. We also have that out-of-state group, you know, those who come here for family vacations or to see the beautiful, colorful Colorado that they've heard so much about. We do know a lot of that information, but what we don't know is what drove them here. You know, what really was it that excited them to bring them through these four walls, or what made them come through that front door? We don't necessarily understand some of that just yet. And so having this grant will really allow us to fully paint that picture of what led somebody through that building, and how can we enhance our strategy, or how can we change to allow more people to come through those four walls.
Molly, why did you get into data in the first place?
You know, that's a great question. I think growing up, I would get read these storybooks by my dad, and they would have these little pictures instead of words. And so I would kind of have to understand what did that picture mean so that I could finish the story. So I would actually have this kind of inquisitive moment of there's data being sent to me, but I don't know what all of it means just yet. So as a young mind, I already was exploring data and I had no idea I really was. Being read those books as a child and then getting those goosebumps to create your own story, those were key as a child for me. And between those two books, surprisingly, it really led me down a path of wanting to understand stories and understand behaviors and understand the why behind certain things. And you know, when you choose your own adventure, you get to choose your own adventure and you get to have your own ending. That's really, really exciting with those books. And for me, I really wanted to kind of have that in real life. So by understanding data or learning all these different tools for analytics, it's almost like I'm making my own story or helping other people write their own stories. It's really, really exciting work.
That's awesome, Molly. It's exciting that the Denver Museum of Nature and Science has won this important grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. I'm excited about what you guys are going to find out and what you're going to be able to do with it. Thank you, Molly, for taking a few minutes out of your day.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.